Blackstone Audio presents The President's Vampire by Christopher Farnsworth. To my grandparents, Ben and Dorothy, who always protected us from the monsters, this world is a farm, and we are the crop. Charles Hoy Fort. Prologue. November 29th, 2001. Near Parachinar, Pakistan. Nathaniel Cade watched the men from his hidden perch as they walked up the narrow mountain path. One was clearly in pain. He stooped, despite his height, and a younger man helped him along, at times almost carrying him. To the south, the bombing at Tora Bora continued. The 10,000-pound daisy cutter slammed into the caves, one after another. The impact felt more than heard as earth and sky shook with each explosion. It would have been impossible to block all the treacherous, winding paths out of the area, but the Americans had not even tried. That job went to the Pakistani military and a few warlords who switched sides only weeks before the invasion. At least, that was the cover story. Cade recalled how the general swore when told to keep this escape route open. Cade had been around a long time, but the general managed to surprise him with the inventiveness of some of the obscenities. The order came direct from the president. The general probably assumed it was a political deal with the Pakistani military, a chance to prove themselves in the war on terror, and a chance to conveniently forget all the help they'd given to the bad guys in the past. The general could not imagine.